Hey there, what's up? And welcome to today's episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about what we're heading into, which is, in the United States at least, the holiday season. We just had Halloween, and now we're on the fast track, the slippery slope headed right towards Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, Kwanzaa, and whatever else you might celebrate. We're headed towards the holiday season, generally speaking, the month of November and December. And today I wanted to share with you some stats about social media usage over the holidays. I wanted to share with you some reasons or words of encouragement around posting and sharing during the holidays, and even some ideas for things that you might share, your business might want to think about planning as we head towards the holidays. And I must say, the time to plan is now. When you wake up on Black Friday after sleeping in a belly full of turkey, you don't want to be scrambling and be like, oh crap, I should have done a Black Friday sale today because everyone else is doing a Black Friday sale and I would have loved to do one and I have a perfect product to do a Black Friday sale, but I forgot. And now you're scrambling to whip up an email that's ready for Cyber Monday, right? Instead, I would much rather you start planning now as we're in the beginning, mid parts of November, before we get into the crunch time, because no one wants to spend their Christmas Eve drafting up a New Year's email that's going to go out on January 1st, right? Like, you want to actually spend that time with your family, enjoying the holiday season and spending time with the people you love and care about, not stressing over creating posts for social media. But with that being said, we still do want to have some posts for social media, and here are stats that support that. Here's a crazy one. Social media traffic spikes 73% during the holidays. I was doing some research because I was thinking, you know, I typically think there's a lot more people posting over the holidays because everyone's like posting with their families, they're posting their Christmas cards, they're posting what they got for Christmas, they're posting their Thanksgiving plate. I was thinking about it and I was like, yeah, you know, I think there's a lot more people posting on social media, but I wasn't sure if people were using social media more. I was like, maybe they're spending more time with their family and less time on their phones. But according to that stat that I just read you, social media traffic spikes 73%. And I think that makes sense. People are off of work. People are watching football games that they have no interest in. Everyone else in the family is asleep with a belly full of apple pie. And you're just sitting there scrolling through Facebook or watching reels on Instagram. So it makes sense that social media does spike over the holidays. There's also that random time gap between December 25th and New Year's Day where no one really knows what day it is and everyone's just kind of hanging out. A lot of people are off of work or kids are out of school and everyone's just kind of sitting there playing with their new toys from Christmas and spending time on social media. Facebook reports that it has seen an increase of 26% in posting over the holidays from November to January 1st. And something that I think is really interesting is that Facebook also reports that video posts are the highest spiking kind of post during this time. It means that people are posting more videos and watching more videos over the holiday season. So something to think about, something to consider when you're planning your content. You might want to make more reels or post more videos on Facebook or share a video on TikTok or Twitter rather than just a typical text post. Here's another stat for you. 80% of Facebook posts during the holidays are from mobile. That's significantly more than usual because people are spending less time at their computer, at their desk, at their workstation, and they're spending a lot more time at home on their phone. So another thing to consider, people are spending more time on their phone. What does this mean for you if you're posting on social media? This means that people want to consume content that was made for their phone. What does that mean? Well, a YouTube video or a feature-length movie is not made for your phone. It's landscape. It's designed to be consumed in a movie theater or on a TV screen. And it's a little bit clunky to watch it on your phone. You either got to watch the little tiny postage stamp version, or you got to turn your phone sideways and wait for the orientation to shift, and then you got to watch it sideways, and you can't use your phone for the entire time you're watching the video. It's just not as ideal as watching something like a reel or a TikTok or a video on Instagram that is vertical and is designed to be consumed on mobile. So this is something to consider when you're planning your content over the holidays, is create more content for mobile consumption. Instagram themselves put out a survey and asked people what are the top reasons that they use social media over the holidays. And here were the responses in order 1 through 5. Number 1, to share holiday experiences. Duh, that makes sense. Number 2, to get inspired by products shared by others. Ding, ding, ding. If you're a business owner, people are looking for products over the holidays. Over the month of November and December, people are looking for products that you can be sharing, for discounts and offers that you can be promoting. And I think the really key word there is products shared by others. So your goal should be to produce share-worthy content. And a great way to figure out if your content, if your post is share-worthy, is to ask yourself, would a stranger care to see this? Would a stranger care to see this? If not, well, then of course it's not likely to get shared. But if you can get your product or your post shared, it can be really beneficial for allowing new customers to find you over this period of time where they're literally saying that the number 2 reason they're on Instagram is to get inspired and to find products shared by others. The 3rd reason that people say they use social media over the holidays is to send greetings. So this might be an idea for a post you could make. And I know later we're going to talk a little bit more about ideas for posts, but holiday greetings or catchy slogans or jingles or puns or jokes relating to the holidays, those things might be share-worthy and might be a way to promote your business and get some more eyeballs or clicks to your Instagram profile. Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you. Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time, and there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers, start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have 2 live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed 2 live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit InstaClubHub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode. The 4th reason that people say they use Instagram over the holidays is to get inspiration for shopping. So kind of similar to what we talked about earlier about finding products and getting inspired by what people share. This is literally just directly shopping and doing their shopping on Instagram, especially now with the new Instagram shopping cart and their increased emphasis on the whole shopping component right there on Instagram. I think this is going to be even bigger this holiday season. And then the 5th reason that people say they use Instagram over the holidays is to watch holiday-related videos like cooking or how-tos. So this might be an idea for you if you are in the coach space or the educator space, or you're an entrepreneur who teaches things. A lot of people watch how-to videos over the holidays, specifically related to the holidays. Well, Brock, my fitness company has nothing to do with Santa Claus and reindeer and elves. I understand that. But what if you did this? What if you're a fitness coach and you did a how-to video on how to get a solid workout in at your parents' home over the holidays when they don't have any gym equipment? I mean, that would crush. That would do so well. I'm sure that would get a ton of shares because a lot of people are going to be experiencing that. A lot of people are going to be traveling. A lot of people are going to be eating a lot more food than they usually do. A lot of people are going to be staying in homes and environments where they might not have their typical gym or their typical workout space. So if you're a fitness producer, you're a fitness coach, or you're a fitness instructor, what a great time to help people out and to solve that problem for them and keep it relevant and related to the season. All right, so let's talk about why holiday posts. Besides just those stats that I just read off, here are some other reasons why you should consider posting relating to the holidays, or at least during the holiday season. Number one, you can make an emotional appeal. Doing business on social media really heavily relies on building trust, on having an emotional connection with your customers. And a great way to do that is to show the human side, the empathetic side, the caring side of your business. And you're able to do that really well over the holiday season. It's typically a much more emotionally charged period of time. It's typically a period of time where people are more sentimental, where people are a little bit more empathetic or caring or reflecting. And so you can use this to your advantage as a business owner by not being sleazy and scammy and like trying to overdo it or be fake empathetic. But if you are empathetic, if you are able to get sentimental, if there is a piece of your business that relates to an emotional appeal, you can emphasize that during the holiday season. Another reason to post over the holidays, of course, I've said this one already, is that it keeps you relevant. If it's December 25th and you make a post as if business as usual, as if it's not Christmas Day, and as if 90% of Americans aren't busy celebrating, it might be a little disconnecting. Like, I might see it and it might be like, well, do you not know what day it is? Like, can't you take a break from your regularly scheduled programming? So it might be a way for you and your business to stay relevant and to stay on trend, so to speak. And then another reason to share holiday posts is holiday posts are very shareable. Because a lot of people are posting over the holidays, but not everyone is making posts, that means they need things to share. You follow me? So if more people are posting, but not everyone is necessarily making their own posts, where are all of these posts coming from? They're coming from businesses and entrepreneurs like us who are creating share-worthy holiday-related content, things that matter to strangers, posts that say something about us, but are also broad, generic, or maybe relatable enough to appeal to someone who doesn't even know you. Now let's talk about some ideas for holiday posting. I know I've shared some already, but one great idea is just to show gratitude. You know, this period of time is often a reflective period of time, a time where people are looking back, and, you know, Thanksgiving is literally has the word thanks in it. So this might be an idea or an opportunity to show some gratitude towards your audience, towards your customers, towards your account's growth over the last year, towards your own personal development, or maybe it's your team or your staff. But showing gratitude and being honest and authentic about it is a great way to build trust and a great way to, you know, share and connect with your audience over the holidays. Another idea for a post is to emphasize the spirit of giving. And this doesn't mean them giving money to you necessarily. It could be to emphasize the spirit of giving in your own business. Maybe your business has a charitable component, or you give back your time or your resources in some way. Maybe your business is going to participate in some sort of holiday toy drive, or it's going to participate in some other charitable event or organization. You can really emphasize that and show that off during a period of time where people are really into the spirit of giving. Of course, there's also the special offers and deals. There's Black Friday and Cyber Monday, where everyone is looking for deals and flash sales. People are buying like crazy. It is manic at times. But you can use that to your advantage in your business. You don't have to. You don't have to discount your products. You don't have to do anything that I've said in this episode, but these are ideas. These are words of encouragement. These are suggestions that you might want to implement for your business. Another idea is to use the different holidays or the different periods of time literally as opportunities to create posts around them. So some examples of this might be New Year's, with people making New Year's resolutions or predictions for the year ahead or reflections on the year that just passed. Your business could do that with a focus around your industry and your niche. There's also, you know, the 12 days of Christmas. And every year I see people doing the 12 days of insert whatever their niche is or their industry. So I might do the 12 days of Reels or the 12 days of flexibility. I don't know, whatever your niche is, the 12 days of rock climbing, the 12 days of essential oils, whatever your business or niche or industry is, you can use that to your advantage. Similarly, there's advent calendars. And an advent calendar, they're popular in the US and they're kind of like a little thing that kids get and they open something new every day. And it's usually like a little piece of candy. So they open it for 25 days leading up to Christmas. You could do an advent calendar with your social media posts where every single day for 25 days straight, leading up to Christmas maybe, there's a different post about a different topic or there is a different surprise element in your blog or in your tweet or whatever it may be. And maybe it doesn't lead up to Christmas. Maybe it leads up to Black Friday, or it leads up to a sale, or it leads up to New Year's, or some other promotion, or some other launch. But it can be used to be relevant and to build anticipation and excitement. Another idea is maybe you want to, like I said earlier, do a post about Thanksgiving, about thankfulness, or about showing gratitude. So there are ways that you can use the specific holidays that you celebrate, or maybe that your ideal audience celebrates, and use those as ideas for your posts. It's not just a random Thursday. It's a Thursday where a lot of people are in the same mindset. It's a day of the year where a lot of people are experiencing similar emotions and a lot of similar events. And so you can use that to your advantage if you think about it ahead of time. And that's ultimately where I want to leave you, is to just spend some time over the next few weeks as we creep closer to Thanksgiving in the United States and just generally speaking, the holiday season as a whole. I just want you to think about planning what this might look like. How might you use this period of time, this time of the year, to your business's advantage? And this applies even when it's not the holiday season. What other major holidays are coming up? What other minor holidays? I mean, every single day is some sort of day. I think National Best Friends Day is like once a month. So just a quick Google search can tell you what a lot of these major and minor holidays are, and you can use them to your advantage to build excitement, to build a community feeling, to build a certain emotion in your audience's eyes, to build trust or a connection with you and your business. But ultimately, just start thinking about it, start planning as we get closer to this time of year. And as always, happy networking.